And good evening, everyone. Welcome to the West Plains High School gym. We've got Zizzer boys basketball action for you tonight. West Plains Zizzers will host the Camdenton Lakers here tonight. So far in the ball game, in the freshman game, West Plains won it 35-33. And in the JV contest, West Plains won that one 44-36. So they won the first two, and now the Zizzer boys will attempt to make it a clean sweep and win all three games here. But it'll be a tough contest here tonight. As the Zizzers come in at 7-7, they have won three in a row, folks. And the Camden Lakers come in with a record of 7-5. It is your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some Zizzer boys basketball in 3 minutes. You're listening to Zizzer boys basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, we're heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes, and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Everyone can use a little free, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy two adult buffets, get one free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now that's a big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. This is the boys basketball action here this evening. The Zizzers hosting the Camdenton Lakers. And once again, it is your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. Let's see how the two teams stack up here. The Zizzers come in, like we said, 7-7 on the season. They've won three straight games. Camdenton comes in with a record of 7-5 on the season. Now, the Zizzers are averaging 62.9 points a game on offense, and Camdenton is averaging 57.4 points per game on offense. Now, the Zizzers are averaging giving up 63.4 points on defense, while Camdenton is averaging giving up 58.7 points on defense. So the Zizzers and the Camden Lakers getting ready to do some battle here at the West Plains High School gym. Now, coming up this week, the Zizzers will play Friday night right back here at the West Plains High School gym. They'll play Parkview from Springfield on Friday night, 4:30 for the freshman game. JV and varsity to follow. We'll have that varsity game for you Friday night right here on 100.9, the train. But tonight, well, they got to take on the Camdenton Lakers. Camdenton has a little bit of height out there, 6'5", 6'4", some 6'3". The Zizzers, once again, they'll have some 6'5", and some 6'3", as well. The Zizzers will start two seniors, Ethan Tuma and Clayton Robbins. Jared Crabb, Josiah Long, and Jacob Moore are all juniors for the Zizzers. For the Camdenton Lakers, Coach Daniel Eason will be starting Carson Dernan, Owen Borbe, Johnny Samau, Gavin Franklin, and Alan Pogue. That'll be the five starters unless Coach Eason changes his mind. So, of course, you know, the coach always has that option to change their mind. Zizzer boys and the Camdenton Laker boys getting ready to go at it. Varsity action, like we said earlier, the Zizzers have won both the freshman and the JV contest. They're going to try to make it a all three ball games, not a clean sweep. So we'll have your starting lineup coming up in just a few moments. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Here's Dr. Nick Sounder.
Here at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, we not only provide the latest technology in diagnostic and evaluation tools, but the most advanced surgical and non-surgical procedures in our field. And because the convenience of our patients is a priority, we also book appointments at our satellite clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Sounder at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at No. 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or one of their clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains. Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
At Toyota of West Plains, they strive to make your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever had. Fast, easy, and straightforward. They're also the only car dealer in West Plains that does not charge a documentation fee. Come see for yourself why so many people come back time and time again to Toyota of West Plains for their next vehicle. Visit the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Sales departments open Monday through Saturday. Services open Monday through Friday. Toyota of West Plains.
The number one sales team in West Plains and Howell County specializing in personal relationships is Sean Duggan's Group, Westgate Realty Incorporated. They always go the extra mile to help your dream of owning property in the Ozarks become reality. Their members are all West Plains natives and they love helping you. Check out SeanDugansGroup.com. Find them on Facebook, call the office at 417-257-2733 or stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. And they say, go Zizzers!
Attention Zizzer fans! The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. And the Camden Lakers have been introduced. Carson Dernan, Owen Borbay, Johnny Samal, Gavin Franklin, and Alan Poach. That'll be the five starters for Coach Daniel Easton and the Camden Lakers, who come in at 7-5 on the season. For the West Plains Zizzer boys, Ethan Timmer, the senior, Jared Kraft, the junior, Josiah Long, the junior, Jacob Moore, the junior, and finally the senior, Peyton Robbins. And that's your five starters for the West Plains Zizzer boys, coming in at 7-7. They've won three in a row, looking to make it number four here tonight. This is a coach by Coach Mason Miller, assisted by Don Long and Owen Harris. So we hope you've enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. You'll have to excuse me, I got the hiccups all of a sudden. Clayton Robbins will be jumping center with Carson Dernan. And we are ready to get underway. And Robbins wins the tip for the Zizzers. So Tuma with the basketball. Kraft with it up top. Gives it to Robbins. Back to Kraft up top. He'll go right side. Gives it up to Tuma. Tuma looking to drive. Kicks it out to Kraft. Kraft up top. Gives it to Robbins. Now it's Tuma down the left side. Drives the baseline. And he steps out of bounds. It'll be Camdenton basketball. So Borbay will bring it up for the Lakers. Zizzers in a man-to-man defense. And that's Pogue. Pogue gives it up to Franklin. In the lane, going up and in is Vernon, and he's got the first point of the ball game. Camdenton jumps out to a 2-0 lead. Tuma gives it to Long on the right wing. Long will be up top now. Goes back door to Jared Kraft, and he scores. They're tied up at 2. 1 minute into the ball game. Pogue brings it across the timeline for the Lakers. Sets up the offense. He'll come to the right side. Gives it to Borbé. He'll take it up top. Borbé now back to the right side. He'll try to penetrate, and Tuma is going to get called for the foul. And it'll be the first on Tuma, first team foul on the Zizzers. And it'll be Borbé to take it out on the baseline for the Lakers. Borbé gets it in to Samau. Samau going to drive the lane, shot up, and that's going to be a foul on Jacob Moore. That's his first, second team foul on the Zizzers. And Samau will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 for Kansas. And he missed the first one. Second free throw coming up for Johnny Samau of the Camdenton Lakers. And it's no good. Rebound coming down to Zizzers. Kraft up the floor, gets it to Long across the timeline. Back to Kraft up top. Now it's Robbins, a long three from the left side, and he's going to get fouled. Robbins missed the three-pointer, but Dernan's going to get called for the foul, his first. First team foul on Camdenton. And Clayton Robbins will go to the free throw line to shoot 3 for the Zizzers. And Robbins hits the first one. Zizzers have a one-point lead. Second free throw is no good. And now the third free throw for the senior, Clayton Robbins. And it's good. So Robbins has his first points of the ball game. Zizzers up by 2, 6.5 to go first quarter. Pogue with the basketball up top. Trying to drive, kicks it over to the left. That's Borbé up top to Samau. Samau. And he picks up his dribble. He'll go to Dernan now on the right wing, down the corner on the baseline. And a 3 is going to be no good. And it's going to be a foul on the Lakers over the back. That may be Samau. Yep, that's going to be Samau. It's his first. Second team foul on the Lakers. And now full court pressure from the Lakers. And up the floor, it's Long with the basketball. Gives it to Robbins. Kraft with it. Down the lane, the floater is good. Kraft now with 4 in the ball game. Zizzers up by 4. 5:45 to go first quarter. Borbé across the timeline. And he'll keep it up top, trying to get in the lane. Puts it up, and it goes in. So the Zizzer lead is 2 now. Tuma will bring it up across the timeline on the right side. Gets it to Moore. Back to Robbins, who'll fire another 3. This time it's good. Clayton Robbins with the Community First Banking Company, West Point, Mount Grove, and Thayer, 3 corner. Zizzers with a 5-point lead, 5:10 to go first quarter. Samau on the left wing, up top to Borbé now. Samau on the left wing, Borbé up top. Borbé down the lane, and it's knocked away, and here comes Kraft. Kraft scores on the layup. He's got 6, and the Lakers want a timeout. 11-4, Zizzers with the lead, 4:51 to go. In the first quarter, we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for 0 down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. The boys lead the Camdenton Lakers 11-4 with 4:51 to go first quarter. And it's Laker basketball. Pogue will bring it up across the timeline. And he'll give it up to Franklin. And now Samau hits the three-pointer. Samau with his first point of the ball game. And it's a four-point Zizzer lead. Kraft gets it to Moore on the right wing. Up top to Robbins. Robbins on that right side on the wing. Clearing out for Robbins. He'll give it back to Kraft. Kraft on the right wing on the baseline now. Pull-up jumper is good. Jared Kraft has 8 points in the ball game. The Zizzer lead is six. Coming up on 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And I believe we're going to have a blocking foul. Excuse me, that's going to be on Kraft. That'll be his first. That'll be the third team foul here in the quarter. And Samau will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lakers. And he makes the first one. And now Long comes out of the ball game. Aiden Judd will come in for the Zizzers. Second free throw from Samau. And it's good. He's got 5 points. And the Zizzer lead is down to four with 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Kraft with the basketball on the right side. Judd with it up top now. Tuma on the left side. Back to Robbins. He's going to fire another three. That one's off. And it's Samau with the rebound, bringing it up the floor. Samau gives it up to Hogue. Hogue on the baseline, left side. And almost lost it. Got it back. And now the ball game is Rapp. And Rapp loses the basketball. Moore picks it up. And Robbins will bring it up the floor for the Zizzers. Robbins up top, gives it to Judd now, out to Kraft on the right wing. Kraft comes up top of the basketball. Now he's going to drive right down the lane. Reverse layup is good. And Derek Kraft's already in double figures with 10. Zizzer lead is 6. In the lane, shot up, no good. But the putback by Dernan is good. And it's still a four-point Zizzer lead with 2:50 to go first quarter. Kraft with the basketball out near half court. He'll going to be guarded by Samau. Moore with it now in the lane. Turnaround jumper is no good. Judd fighting for the rebound. Got it. Takes it right back up. Missed it. Gets the rebound. And Dernan sends it up the floor to Samau underneath. And he missed the shot. Robbins with the rebound. Here come the Zizzers. Tuma on the right wing. Robbins up top. Moore gives it to Robbins. And we've got a foul on the Lakers. And that one may be on Franklin. We'll have to wait and see here. And, yep, that's going to be on Franklin. That's his first. Third team foul on the Lakers. Long will come in, and Moore will get a breather for the Zizzers. And Tuma is going to throw it in on the baseline for the Zizzers with 2:14 to go first quarter. Kraft jumper is no good. And the rebound up ahead to Samau. And he's going to score on the easy layup. And Samau now with 7. And the Zizzer lead is 2 with 2 minutes to go first quarter. Kraft up to Judd on the right side. Judd trying to drive. Puts it up off the glass. It's good. Aiden Judd with his first points of the ball game. Minute 45 to go first quarter. And that's a pull-up jumper is no good. Robbins with the rebound. Gets it to Tuma. And Tuma's going to get it across the timeline. Goes over to Long on the right side. Now Kraft with it on the right side. Judd down the corner. And he's going to give it to Robbins. They're going to go to Long underneath. And we've got a foul on the Lakers. That may be on Pogue. Let's wait and see here. And it is. That'll be the first on Pogue, the 14 foul on the Lakers. And now Pogue comes out, and Borbe comes back in. Tuma will inbound on the baseline for the Zizzers. Long will fire a three, and we've got a foul on the three-pointer by Long. Josiah Long going to the free throw line to shoot three, and that foul is going to be on Rapp. That's his first 15 foul on the Lakers. Long will shoot three. First one is good, and he's got his first point of the ball game. Second free throw is good from Long. And the third and final free throw coming up for Josiah Long, the junior. And it's good. Zizzers now with a 20-13 lead, a minute 20 to go here in the first quarter. Lakers with the basketball. Borbe up top. Left side going to give it to Dernan. Now Samau up top. Samau going to pull up for the jumper. It's no good. And inside Borbe puts it up, no good. This time Judd with the rebound. Judd will give it up to Tuma. Up the floor, Josiah Long for an easy two. As Long got behind the defense, and the Zippers up by nine, 41 seconds to go first quarter. Borbe across the timeline here. Up top. Down to 31 seconds now. And Long's going to pick up the foul. That'll be his first. Fourth team foul on the Zizzers. And the Lakers will inbound on the side. Parker comes out. And Pogue is back in for the Lakers. 30 seconds to go first quarter. Zizzers up by nine. And Samau will throw it in on the side. Samau got to get it into somebody. And he'll go across the floor. Gets it into Rapp. Rapp up top to Borbe now. Borbe, top of the key. He's on the left side. Pulls up for the three. It's no good. Judd with the rebound. Up ahead, Clayton Robbins. And Robin is going to get fouled, missed the layup. But he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two, and I think this may be on Samau. And it is. That is his second. And Robbins will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers with 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Robbins hits the first free throw. He's got six in the ball game. Samau has come out now. And Parker comes in for the Lakers. Second free throw is no good. Judd with the rebound puts it back in. Zizzers with a 12-point lead. 7 seconds to go here, first quarter. Borbe with it. He'll drive. Kicks it out. Long three is no good on the wing. Zizzers lead it 25-13 at the end of one. We're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options from feed, including organic options to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, they're more than a farm store.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. West Plains Zizzer boys lead the Kansas Lakers 25-13 as we start the second quarter. And the Lakers will have the basketball. Borbe with it. The Zizzers in a man-to-man defense. They're going to go right side. That'll be Rapp with the basketball. Rapp, and it's going to be stolen by Kraft. Now they're going to call a travel. Kraft took a knee in the head down there. That's what made him travel with basketball. So Boer Bay is going to inbound it on the baseline for the Lakers. They'll get it in. Boer Bay gets it back on the right side, up top. Rapp hits the three. So now it's a 9-point lead for the Zizzers. Just underway second quarter. Tuma across the timeline. And a good pass there, or I should say led Judd just a little bit, trying to get it to him in the lane. It'll be a turnover on the Zizzers. Boer Bay will bring it up the floor, walks it up across the timeline. Now it's going to be Pogue on the left wing, and Boer Bay is down on the baseline. Shot going to go up and in by Branson, his first point of the ball game. And it's a 7-point Zizzer lead now. 1 minute into the second quarter. Kraft will get it to Long. Long coming down the lane. Puts it up. No good. Judd with it in there. Kicks it out to Kraft. Tuma on the baseline for three. No good. Long with the rebound. He'll get it to Robbins, who will fire the three, and it's good. Peyton Robbins with the Community First Bank Company, West Plains Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And it's a 10-point lead for the Zizzers. 6.5 to go, first half. Boer Bay up top. Boer Bay gives it up, and the shot's no good, and it's going to go in. Boer Bay gets the basketball on the right side, down in the corner, kicks it back out to Rapp. Rapp in the lane, puts it up, no good, and no good again, fighting for the ball inside, and finally shot goes up and in by Branson. And it is Robbins on the other end. It's a favorable bounce on the rim. It's a 10-point lead for the Zizzers. 5:45 to go, first half. Boer Bay up top. Boer Bay trying to get in the lane. Now Rapp with it. And almost stolen away, but it's going to be off of Josiah Long's hand. Out of bounds. Moore will come into the ball game. And Long is going to come out for the Zizzers. Now Dernan's going to check in for the Lakers. And Parker will sit down. Boer Bay with the basketball. 5.5 to go, first half. Zizzers up by 10. They'll go left side to Rapp on the wing. He'll dribble up top. And he'll give it up to Pogue. Pogue up top of the basketball. Now Branson back to Pogue, picked up by Rapp down the baseline. He'll kick it back out top to Boer Bay. And right now the loose basketballs are finding their way into the Lakers' hands. Dernan on the left wing. Dernan trying to get in the lane. He just traveled with the basketball. Zizzers will have the basketball. 5 minutes to go, first half. And the Zizzers lead it by 10. Tuma will bring it up across the timeline. Gives it up to Kraft. Now Tuma with it up top. And Moore with the basketball, the free throw line. Gives it to Judd. Judd over to Kraft now. Kraft trying to drive the right side. Missed the layup. And Jacob Moore tips it in for his first point of the ball game. 4.5 to go, first half. This is up by 12. Boer Bay with the basketball for the Lakers. Gives it to Pogue. Pogue at the free throw line, and now we've got a foul. I think that may be on Jacob Moore. And it is. That's the second foul on Moore. First team foul of the second quarter on the Zizzers. Landon Montgomery is going to check in, and Jacob Moore will have a seat for the Zizzers. So it'll be Boer Bay to throw it in on the baseline for the Lakers. And he'll get it in finally to Branson. Gives it to Dernan on the left wing. He'll go down to Branson on the post. Shot up, no good. Gets his own rebound. It's stripped out, but it'll be a Laker ball on the baseline. Borbé will throw it in again. And they're going to get it to Dernan, blocked by Judge. Trapped with the basketball. He'll bring it up across the timeline. Along with it, give and go to Kraft. And Kraft was pushed with no foul. And here comes Rapp the other way. Gives it up to Borbé. Borbé to Pogue now. Back to Borbé up top. 3:45 to go first half. Zizzers up by 12. Borbé will back it out. Give it up to Pogue on the left wing. Back to Borbé up top. Borbé, you go back door, and we got a travel on Pogue, and it'll be the basketball on the baseline. Zizzers will bring it up the floor along with the basketball, across the timeline, down the lane, and he scores on the layup. He'll tie along with 7 points, and the Lakers want a timeout. 3:23 to go first half. It's 34-20. Zizzers with the lead, and we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull-behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection too. Baird does it all for you.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. 3:23 to go here in the first half. Scissors lead at 34-20, and it'll be Laker basketball. Borbé will walk it up the floor. Across the timeline, we'll set the offense now. Right side, that'll be Pogue. Back to Borbé underneath. Shot is no good. Dernan, though, with the tip in. Dernan with six, and here comes Kraft the other way with the basketball across the timeline with the Zizzers. Robbins up top. He's going to fire another three. It's in and out. No good. And rebound comes down to Lakers, and now we're going to have a foul on Kraft. Kraft had his hands on the back, so that'll be the second foul on Kraft, second team foul here on the Zizzers. Camdenton with no fouls here so far in the second quarter. As physical as this ball game's been, Dernan inside puts the shot up, no good. Moore with the rebound for the Zizzers. Jacob Moore will bring it up across the timeline. Gives it over to Long. Kraft in the right corner, shot no good. Dernan with the rebound. He'll give it up to Borbé. Borbé bringing it up the floor across the timeline. Borbé. Almost double dribble. Now he comes down the lane and scores. Borbé now with 4 points in the ball game. The Zizzer lead is down to 10. 2:20 to go first half. Tuma with the basketball. Kraft on the left side. He'll drive. He's going to get fouled. And Dernan's going to pick up his second foul of the ball game. That'll be the first team foul of the quarter. And Jared Kraft to the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers. And Kraft hits the first one. That's his first point in the second quarter. He's got 11 in the ball game. Samau comes in and Dernan comes out now for the Lakers. Second free throw from Jared Kraft is good. Zizzer lead back up to 12. And it's the Lakers basketball. Pogue with it. Gives it up to Branson. And that's an offensive foul on Branson. That's his first, second team foul on the Lakers. And the Zizzers will inbound the basketball. Samau will come out. And Parker comes back in for the Lakers. Kraft will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Lakers are in a man-to-man defense. Robin, three-pointer out of the corner. Right corner is good. Clayton Robin with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. That's his third one of the night. Pogue pulls up for the shot. It's no good. Moore with the rebound. Gives it to Tuma. Here come the Zizzers, pushing it up the floor into the corner. Long back to Tuma. Now they go underneath, and Kraft's shot going to be blocked, but I believe they're going to get Branson for the foul. They are. That'll be the second on Branson. Third team foul on the Lakers. Kraft to the free throw line to shoot two. And the first one's good. Jared Kraft has 13 points in the ball game to lead all scorers. I'm sorry, Clayton Robbins has 14 points, so one more from Kraft, and he can tie Robbins for the high. And he makes it. And now Kraft will come out. Montgomery comes in. Aiden Judd is in for Jacob Moore. Zizzers are up now by 17 points, their biggest lead of the ball game. Minute 25 to go here in the first half. Borbay with it across the timeline. He'll go left side just to Mal. To Mal. Looking. Finally going to go inside to Dernan. Up top, and Pogue's going to go back court. Ball goes back court as Pogue took his eye off the ball, and it'll be Zizzer basketball at half court. So a bunch of substitutions coming in for the Lakers now. We'll try to get to them. Got a minute seven to go here in the first half. Long will throw it in for the Zizzers, and he's going to go to Robin. Robin's underneath, puts it off the glass and in. Clayton Robin gives the Zizzers a 19-point lead here and 57 seconds to go in the half. Three-pointer is no good. Borbay out of bounds with the ball. It'll be Zizzer basketball. 19-point lead for the Zizzers, 53 seconds. Kraft will come in, and Montgomery will have a seat for the Zizzers. And Juma goes up to Robbins, and they leave Aiden Judd all alone underneath for the basket. Aiden Judd now with six in the ball game. And it is a 21-point lead for the Zizzers. Pogue with the basketball. Kicks it out in the corner. Borbay has it blocked by Juma into the fourth row over there by the student section. And it'll be Laker basketball on the side over there. So now Borbay will inbound it with 38 seconds to go here in the first half. It'll be Laker basketball. They'll get it into Pogue. Pogue pulls up for the three. No good. And we've got a foul underneath as Dernan was going for the tip-in. And that foul, I believe, is going to be on Moore. No, it's going to be on Clayton Robbins. That's Robbins' first. Third team foul on the Zizzers. Dernan to the free throw line to shoot two with 33 seconds to go in the first half. Dernan hits the first free throw. He's got seven in the ball game. Branson comes in, and Samau will go out for the Lakers. Second free throw for Dernan. And it's good. Now Dernan will come out. And coming in will be Franklin. Zizzers with the basketball, a 19-point lead with 33 seconds to go in the first half. Kraft with the basketball. He'll bring it up across the timeline. Down to 25 seconds to go in the first half. Looks like Zizzers may be either looking for an easy shot or the last shot of the half. Kraft with it, and there's a foul. No. They didn't call a foul. I don't know what he called over there. He didn't double dribble. He didn't walk the ball. I don't know what they called over there. But it's Laker ball with 16 seconds to go here in the first half of the Zizzers up by 19. I have no idea what he called over there. So Mal will inbound it. Gets it to Dernan. Dernan kicks it out. Now Rapp with it. Rapp gives it to Borbé in the lane. Borbé missed the shot and put it right back up. Borbé scores. And shot by Robbins is no good. And Dernan throws it way off. We're at the half. It's 45-28. Zizzer boys with the lead. And we're coming back in 3 minutes with your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 Train.
A message from Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, change to insurance plans, Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
Everyone can use a little furry, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy two adult buffets, get one free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now that's a big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false, real wood floors can last hundreds of years.
False.
No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false, homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring.
True.
True or false, bamboo's a good choice for flooring.
True.
False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. It is your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. And the Zizzer Boys lead the Camdens and Lakers 45-28 here at the half. For the Zizzer Boys, Clayton Robbins has 16 points here in the first half. Jared Kraft with 14. They've got 30 of the 45 points for the Zizzers. Other Zizzers scoring in the first half, Josiah Long with 7. Aiden Judd has 6 and 2 for Jacob Moore. Nobody in foul trouble. For the Lakers, 8 points for Dernan. Borbe has a 6, 7 for Samal, 3 for Rapp, 4 for Branson, and nobody in foul trouble for the Lakers. The Zizzers have missed some easy opportunities in the ball game, and they're giving up some too many rebounds on the defensive end of the floor as Lakers are getting some second shots, and they're making good on them, getting the points. Zizzers led by as many as 21 points here in the first half. They lead it by 17 at the half, 45-28. Well, the state rankings have come out for the girl, and let's just run down what we have here. Class 1 girls, let's see. Walnut Grove comes in at number 2. Chadwick is number 6. And Bunker received some votes but didn't make it into the top 10. Class 2 girls, Skyline and Tipton are tied for first. Clopton, North Platte, and St. Vincent are tied for third. Norwood girls are 6th. Neelyville, 8th. And receiving votes was Harrisburg, Lynn, Portland, Crocker, and Crane. In the Class 3, Fair Grove is number 2. El Dorado Springs is tied for number 4. And Portageville is tied for number 10. Others receiving votes, Monroe City, Lone Jack, South Harrison. Class 4 girls state ranking. Let's see. Donovan comes in at number 5. Rogersville is at number 6. Stratford at number 9. Others receiving votes, Aurora, St. James, Mountain Grove. And in Class 5 girls, Lift for Life Academy is number 1. Marshfield 4. Hillcrest from Springfield is 5th. Union is 7th. And receiving votes, Hannibal, Smithville, Hillsboro, and Fort Zumwalt South. And in Class 6 girls, let's see, Kickapoo number 5. Rolla is number 8. And others receiving votes were Rockbridge and Oak Park and John Burroughs. So that's the girls' state rankings that have come out. Zizzer Boys lead it 45-28 at the half over the Camdenton Lakers. And we'll take another break when we come back on the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. We'll have the third quarter of play. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GM of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
For Dr. Russ Rawls, it's all about community and our active community members. In Mountain Home, we're proud to be part of a medical community which nurtures a philosophy of commitment to things that matter, exceptional care for patients, and love for this beautiful area. Dr. Jason McConnell, Dr. Nick Souter, and I pledge to take the very best care of you at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine so you can enjoy an active life in the Ozarks.
Visit Dr. Rawls, Dr. McConnell, and Dr. Souter at No. 3 Medical Plaza.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains. Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. And it'll be Scissor Basketball. Hope you enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. Scissors lead at 45-28 over the Camdenton Lakers. And the Zizzers will go with their original starting lineup start this second quarter. Tuma with the basketball. Gives it to Kraft up top. Kraft on the right side. Pulls up for the jumper. It is no good. And somehow with the rebound. And he'll get it up to Darnan. And it's going to be, well, it was deflected and almost went in the basket for Camdenton. But Jacob Moore with the rebound. Kraft with the basketball up top of the Zizzers. And Jacob Moore underneath, and it's no good. Boar Bay was tangled up with Moore. Here comes Pogue, and he misses the layup. Tuma up ahead to Josiah Long, and he's going to score. Long now with 9 points in the ball game. It's a 19-point lead for the Zizzers. Boar Bay, right side just to mouth. Samal with it up top. Now he gives it to Dernan up top. He'll give it back to Pogue now at the free throw line. Boar Bay with it at the free throw line into the lane, kicks it out, and there's a three-pointer for Pogue. And that's his first point of the ball game. Tuma with the basketball, right side, gives it to Robbins. Robbins over to Long on the left side. Moore with it now. Trying to get in the lane. Gives it up to Tuma, who will fire the jumper. No good. Long with a rebound. And I think Moore is going to get called for a foul here. And it's going to be Moore. And Jacob Moore just picked up his third foul of the ball game, first foul in third quarter. So Moore is going to have to come out. Aiden Judd will come back in. Camdenton coach is wanting a intentional foul called on Moore. Officials telling him no. So Boar Bay will bring the ball up across the timeline, right side to Pogue on the wing. Pogue up top at the free throw line, pulls up for a jumper, and it's good. And Pogue all of a sudden has got 5 points in the ball game. It's a 14-point Zizzer lead with 6 minutes to go third quarter. Tuma with the basketball, comes to the right side, gives it to Long. Long's going to drive, He scores and he's fouled. And Josiah Long has hit double digits now. And Pogue picks up the foul, his second. First team foul on the Lakers this quarter. And Josiah Long to the free throw line to try to get the old-fashioned three-point play here. And he missed it. Durnin with the rebound. Zizzer's up 16. Samau with the basketball. Gives it to Borbé up top. Borbé. Samau on the left wing. Back to Borbé up top. They'll go right side now. Pogue's going to put it up, and it's good from three. And all of a sudden, Pogue has found his offense here in the third quarter. He hadn't scored in the first half. He's got eight here in the third quarter. It's a 13-point lead for the Zizzers. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. Tuma to throw it in. Kraft with it on the left side. Back out to Robbins now on the left wing. Robbins will back it out. Robbins gives it up to Judd. Kraft on the left wing. He'll back it out now. Brings it up top. Coming up on 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Kraft gives it up to Long in the corner. He'll give it back to Kraft on the baseline. Back to Long in the quarter. Long's going to bring it back up. Gets it to Robbins down on the post. Robbins, he'll put it up off the backboard. No good. Gets the rebound. And the second time it won't go. And Samau with the rebound. Here comes the Lakers up the floor. Borbé with it on the right side. Headed to the basket. And Tuma blocks it, but this time they're going to call the foul on him. Borbé will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That's the second on Tuma. Second team foul here on the Zizzers this quarter. Borbé to shoot two. And he makes it. Borbé with 7 points now. Zizzer lead is down to 12. Franklin comes out, and Branson comes back in for the Lakers. Borbé's second free throw is good. And the Lakers have pulled it within 11. 4.5 to go, third quarter. And Robbins will bring it across the timeline. It'll be Kraft. And Kraft gets bumped on the shot. No foul call. Tuma runs down the loose basketball. Long gets it underneath to Judd, and Judd scores. Judd with eight. It's a 13-point lead, and Lakers pushing the ball up the floor. Samau with it up top now. Trying to catch the Zizzer defense sleeping. Samau up top. Borbé on the left side. And he'll pull up for a jumper. It's no good. And Long, it's going to be Zizzer basketball. That one looked like it went off of Josiah Long on the Zizzers, but the official said no. So Tuma will bring it up the floor here. Zizzers with a 13-point lead. Tuma up top. He'll come to the right side with basketball. Tries to go inside to Robbins, knocked out of bounds by Samau. It'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. And Tuma will throw it in. So Tuma to throw it in on the baseline. Up top is Robbins. Now Kraft with it on the right side. They'll go to Judd up top. Long on the left wing. Long trying to drive inside. Gets it to Robbins. And Robbins is going to get fouled. He'll go to the free throw line, shoot two. And that may have been on Durnin. If so, that is his third, and it is. That's Durnin's third foul. Second team foul on the Lakers this quarter. Clayton Robbins to the free throw line, and he makes the first one. Robbins has got 17 in the ball game. Kraft has 14, and Long has 11. Durnin will come out, and it'll be Franklin to come back in for the Lakers. And Robbins misses the second one. Samau with the rebound. It's a 14-point lead with 3:28 to go, third quarter. them out, trying to get down the lane. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Laker ball on the baseline. Samau telling the official he got hit on the arm. Borbé will throw it in for the Lakers. Gets it to Pogue on the right side. He'll put up the shot. It's no good. And Judd with the rebound. Tuma will bring it up the floor across the timeline. And he went too high. He tried to alley-oop it up to Kraft, and it went too high. And Pogue makes him pay on the other end with an easy layup. 12-point lead for the Zizzers. Judd across the timeline. Robbins on the left wing. And Samau has his hands all over Robbins, and they're not calling anything, folks. Kraft with it up top. 2:45 to go, third quarter. Zizzers up by 12. Long coming down the lane and scores. Josiah Long with 13 in the ball game. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Samau brings it up, and he'll kick it back to Borbé up top. Now it'll be Franklin. Pogue on the left wing. They go inside Branson, and Robbins is going to pick up his second foul of the ball game. That'll be team foul number 3 on the Zizzers, and Branson will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 for the Lakers. So Branson tying his shoe right now. And Branson was limping just a little bit. He still is at the free throw line, but he's going to shoot 2 here. And the first one is good. Rattles around and goes in. He's got 5 in the ball game. Second free throw coming up for Branson of the Lakers. And he missed that one. Kraft with the rebound. Zizzers with a 13-point lead. Kraft crossed the timeline. He'll go to the left side, kicks it out to Judd. Judd driving the baseline. And that's an offensive foul on Judd. That'll be the first foul on Judd. 14 foul on the Zizzers. So one more, and the Lakers get to shoot free throws rest of the quarter. Dernan's going to come in, and Branson's going to come out. And Franklin's going to come out as well. And also into the ball game is Diaz for the Lakers. Samau will bring it up across the timeline. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Pogue up top. They'll go Dernan on the left wing. Back up top to Pogue. Pogue pulls up for the jumper. It's good. And Pogue has caught fire here offensively in the ball game in the third quarter. It's an 11-point Zizzer lead. Kraft with the basketball up top. Long now on the left wing. Driving the baseline. Kicks it out to Tuma. Tuma kicks it back out to Kraft. And it's a bad pass stolen by Pogue. Here comes Lakers. Pogue pulls up and scores again. And right now, Pogue is hotter than fire, and the Lakers want a timeout as the Zizzer lead is down to 9 with a minute 16 to go in the third quarter. And we're going to take a break. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Corey. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Corey today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Corey. They rock so you can roll.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back. West Plains High School gym. And Hogue for the Camdenton Lakers has 14 points here in the third quarter. He's got 14 for the ball game. He has scored 14 of the Lakers' 17 points here in the third quarter. So Pogue has caught fire for the Lakers, and he's pulled them all the way back and cut the Zizzer lead to 9 now with a minute 16 to go in the third quarter. Zizzer's going to have to find a way to shut down Pogue. Kraft with the basketball. Zizzers need to quit turning the ball over, too. Kraft on the right side, and now Samal just picked up a foul. That's his third. Third team foul on the Lakers this quarter. Zizzers will inbound on the baseline, and Rapp is going to come in, and Samal will come out for the Lakers. Tumo will throw it in on the baseline. Minute 6 to go, third quarter. They'll go out to Long. Long gives it to Tuma. Tuma trying to get inside. Judd with it now. Gives it to Kraft. Long on the left side. Back to Kraft. 53 seconds to go, third quarter. Kraft with the basketball. Kicks it out. Long's going to fire a three. It's no good. And Robbins runs down the loose basketball. Tuma inside. And there's a foul. Tuma, it should be going to the free throw line to shoot two. That's the fourth team foul. Diaz picks up the foul, his first. Fourth team foul on the Lakers. Ethan Tuma to the free throw line to shoot two. And he misses the first one. Tuma has yet to score in the ball game. 41 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And the Zizzers lead it by 9. Second free throw for Tuma coming up. And he makes the second one. He's in the scorebook finally. 10-point lead, Zizzers. 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. Bourbet will bring it up for the Lakers across the timeline. Left side, he'll drive right down the lane. He's going to get fouled. Bourbet going to the free throw line to shoot two. And it may be Tuma on the foul. And it is. And Ethan Tuma just picked up his third foul. 15 foul on the Zizzers, so Lakers will shoot free throws for the rest of the quarter, which is 30 seconds, and Bourbet hits the first one. Folks, Camden's and the Lakers, a very good free throw shooting ball club. It's back to a 9-point lead, and Bourbet can make it 8 here if he makes this one, and he does, and Bourbet has 10 points in the ball game. And it's a 8-point lead for the Zizzers. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Kraft and Tuma, he'll get it across the timeline. Long on the left side. Clayton Robbins underneath. Shot up and in. Clayton Robbins. He's got 19 in the ball game. And now Ethan Tuma, I believe, just picked up the fourth foul. That is the fourth foul on Ethan Tuma, and that puts Bourbet right back at the free throw line. 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Bourbet missed that free throw. Landon Montgomery will come in, and Tuma will have a seat for the Zizzers. Second free throw for Bourbet, but right now Branson's going to come in. And Parker will sit down for the Lakers. And Bourbet's second free throw is coming up. It's good. It's back to a 9-point Zizzer lead. Kraft with the basketball. Robbins gets it back to Kraft. Down to 7 seconds. He'll go over to Long on the left wing. He'll shoot a three from the wing. It's no good. And a rebound to Branson at the end of three. It's 57-48. The Zizzers lead the Hamilton Lakers. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. And the Zizzers lead the Canton Lakers 57-48 as we start the fourth quarter. And, folks, the Zizzers were outscored 20-12 in the third quarter. And Hogue for the Lakers. Hogue outscored the Zizzers in that quarter 14-12 himself. And the Lakers will get the basketball here to start the fourth quarter. Zizzers lead it by nine. Borbay with the basketball on the left wing. Borbay up top to Dernan. And now we've got a foul. And it's going to be... And Landon Montgomery picks up the foul. That's his first team foul on the Zizzers this quarter. Lakers will inbound on the baseline. Dernan will throw it in. Ethan Tuma, the point guard for the Zizzers, is on the bench with four fouls. Dernan inside, and it's blocked by Robbins. Josiah gets the loose ball up the floor to Montgomery. Robbins on the left wing. Clayton Robbins with the basketball, and that's going out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball. Tamal very easily could have picked up his fourth foul right there. He was bumping on Clayton Robbins. Kraft with the basketball now up top. Kraft trying to get around the corner, and he does. He floats it up. It's good. And a blocking foul on Samal, I believe. So Kraft now with 16 points in the ball game. He'll go to the free throw line. He fell hard. And Samal just picked up his fourth foul in the ball game for the Lakers. So it's an 11-point lead for the Zizzers. And Kraft will be at the free throw line to shoot one. Branson's going to check in. Samal will have to come out with those four fouls. And now Jacob Moore will come in. Landon Montgomery will come out for the Zizzers. And Jared Kraft will go to the free throw line to shoot one for the Zizzers. Try to make the old-fashioned three-point play. And he missed it. And it's saved inbounds. Judd with it. And he couldn't make it underneath. Here comes Dernan the other way. Dernan all the way to the hoop and scores. And I'm not too sure if he didn't take three steps when he did that. But anyway, he scored. And the Zizzer lead is back to nine with 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Kraft coming down the lane and scores on the layup from the right side. Kraft now has 18 in the ball game. Borbay with it up top for the Lakers. Hogue on the left wing. Borbay up top. And they go back door to Pogue. No shot, and Long is going to get called for the foul. That'll be Long's second. Second team foul on the Zizzers. So Borbay will throw it in on the baseline for the Lakers with 6:41 to go in the ball game. And Borbay looking. He's going to get it in to Rapp. Rapp with the basketball. Gives it up. Pogue will fire and sinks the three. And he turns around and has something to say to Josiah Long. Robbins across the timeline. It is an 8-point lead for the Zizzers. Robbins down the lane, and that's an offensive foul on Robbins. That'll be his third team foul on the Zizzers. But Robbins was fouled twice going down the lane, but they didn't call that one. They called offensive foul, and the Zizzers won a timeout. 6:21 to go in the ball game, and the Zizzer lead is down to 8, and we are coming back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The real estate market is still strong, and you have time to take advantage. Did you know that Westgate Realty is number one in the Ozarks? So who better to serve your real estate needs? 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. Westgate Realty puts clients first, so call them today at 417-257-2733. Visit Westgate Realty. Or search Westgate Realty on Facebook. Go Zizzers!
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Plains High School gym, and we've got 6:21 to go in the ball game. West Plains Zizzers lead the Camdenton Lakers 61-53. It will be Camdenton basketball. And both teams are starting to get some players in some foul trouble here. Don't forget, Zizzers will host the Springfield Parkview Vikings this Friday night here at the West Plains High School gym. The freshman game at 4:30, JV and varsity to follow. And we'll have the varsity game for you Friday night on 100.9 The Train. All right, Borbé will bring it up the floor for the Lakers. Now he'll come back up top, goes to the right side now, trying to get back door. Pogue throws it in, and Robbins is going to steal the pass. Clayton Robbins gets knocked out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. The Zizzers have to go the full length of the court here. Jared Kraft will bring it up. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by eight. Kraft on the left side. Now he goes to Long. They go underneath. Now Judd on the left side. Back up top to Kraft. They'll give it to Long now on the right side. Long trying to drive the baseline, gets cut off. They'll go to Moore. Inside is Robbins. He missed the easy shot. Dernan with the rebound, and here comes Borbé. Borbé, he's going to kick it out. Pogue puts it up. It's no good. Dernan with the rebound, and Borbé gets the loose ball. Judd with the rebound now. Dernan wanted to travel, but Dernan's lucky he didn't get a foul called on him. Robbins misses a three. Here comes Pogue the other way for the Lakers. 5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Dernan underneath, and now he traveled with the basketball. Judd blocked it from behind, but it didn't matter. Dernan traveled with the basketball, and the Zizzers will have it. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. The Zizzers up by eight. This one is going to be a knockdown drag out to the end, folks. Tuma is back in the ball game with his four fouls. Long on the right side. Tries to drive, kicks it back out to Kraft. Kraft with the basketball. He'll go left side down the lane and scores on the layup. Kraft now with 20 points in the ball game. It's a 10-point Zizzer lead. 4.5 to go in the ball game. Dernan on the right side, and it's going to be stolen by Josiah Long, and he missed the layup. Here comes Dernan the other way. Zizzers need to get back on defense. Dernan up top to Borbé. He's going to come down the lane, and he scores. Borbé now with 13, and it is a 12-point lead for the Zizzers. Long with it, gives it to Robbins. Robbins had it blocked by Dernan, and Dernan bringing it the other way. It goes over to Samau. Samau on the right side, down on the baseline, kicks it up to Borbé up top. 3:55 to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead it by eight. They had the score wrong. Samau, it's going to be knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Laker basketball on the baseline. 3:46 to go. Zizzers up 63-55. Franklin comes out, and back into the ball game is Pogue. He'll get it on the right wing. Shot up, no good. And it goes out of bounds off of Borbé, and it will be Zizzer basketball. And Borbé didn't like the call. He's talking to the ref, shaking his head and telling him, no, you're wrong. All right, and Tuma just threw it away. Long didn't even get it. Dernan misses the layup, and Tuma just fouled out of the ball game. So Ethan Tuma fouls out with 1 point. That's the 14th foul on the Zizzers. Camdenton, the Lakers, only have one team foul here in the fourth quarter, folks. And it has been very, very physical. Dernan hits the free throw. He's got 11 in the ball game, and now the Zizzer lead is down to 7. Aiden Judd will take the place of Tuma. And Dernan with the second free throw coming up. And he made it. And the Zizzer lead is all of a sudden down to 6. Long with the basketball, gets it to Robin. Robin to Moore. Kraft going to the basket and scores. Jared Kraft on the easy layup. It's an 8-point Zizzer lead, 3:17 to go in the ball game. Dernan across the timeline, right side to Samau, and he almost lost it out of bounds, took his eyes off of it. Samau with the basketball. Up top now. Borbe on the left wing. He'll go up top. And Lakers trying to get a backdoor cut. Branson with it. He'll take it over to Borbe on the right wing. Borbe is going to drive in. Shoot the left. How in the world did that go in? Borbe got a friendly bounce, and it's back to a 6-point lead for the Zizzers, 2:40. Moore gives it to Kraft. He kicks it out. Judd thought about a three and said no. Robbins with the basketball, gives it over to Kraft. 2.5 to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by 6. Here comes Kraft. He'll give it to Long. They'll go inside to Judd. Back to Long. Long on the right wing, inside to Moore. There was a foul. Long with the basketball. And finally, timeout called by the Zizzers. 2:13 to go in a ball game. Zizzers up by 6. And we're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. 2:13 to go in the ball game. Zizzer lead is down to 6, 65-59. Want to remind you, we got Lady Zizzer basketball tomorrow night on the radio. Lady Zizzers will play Springfield Parkview in the Bolivar Girls Tournament. 5:30 tomorrow night. We'll have the game for you right here on the radio. Kraft with the basketball up top to Judd. Right side to Moore. They'll go to Robbins. He'll kick it back out to Kraft. 2 minutes to go. Robbins on the right wing. Goes to Long underneath. Back out to Robbins. Robbins fires a three. That one's off. Long with the rebound. Turns around, puts it back up. No good. Robbins with the rebound. It gets blocked out of bounds. And it'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. With a minute 50 to go in the ball game, the Zizzers up by 6. Long gets it to Judd. Judd up top to Kraft. Kraft with the basketball. Gives it to Long. Back to Kraft. Kraft up top. Now Kraft going inside. Moore up and in. Jacob Moore. He's got 4 in the ball game. And it's an 8-point lead for the Zizzers. Samau on the left wing. He'll drive the baseline now and scores as he got it to crawl over the rim. Back to a 6-point lead and now full court pressure by the Lakers. Judd back up and he's going to get fouled and Rapp, an official looking at him pretty hard because Rapp was shaking his fist at the official like, no. Rapp, that's his second foul. Second team foul on the Lakers this quarter, and Aiden Judd will shoot 2. And he missed the first one. He went in and came out. I told you before, the Zizzers are not a very good free throw shooting ball club, folks. And he missed the second one. Samau just traveled with a basketball. And he's wanting a foul. He's slapping his arm. The official shakes his head, says no, and here we go. Zizzers will inbound on the baseline with a minute 10 to go. Zizzers up by 6. And they'll go to Robbins down in the post. Puts the shot up, no good. Long scores, and he's fouled. Josiah Long now with 15 in the ball game, and that's going to be on Rapp, and that will be Rapp's third foul. 13 foul on the Lakers this quarter. Excuse me. And Long makes the free throw. Zizzers with a 9-point lead, a minute 5 to go in the ball game, and the Lakers want a timeout. We're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Zizzers lead the Camden Lakers 70-61 with a minute 5 to go in the ball game, and it'll be Laker basketball. Zizzers are trying to win their fourth game in a row. They've won 3 in a row. They're trying to make it 4, and Boer Bay will pick it up at half court. We are down to 1 minute to go in the ball game. Pogue on the right wing. Pogue down in the corner. Back to Boer Bay. Up top. Pogue, he'll fire from the wing. It is no good. And Pogue gets the rebound. Puts up the 3 from the wing. It's no good. And Moore with the rebound. Jacob Moore, and he's going to get fouled. And Rapp is just complaining like crazy. And I cannot believe they have not called a technical foul on him. He's got 4 fouls now. He's coming out of the ball game. But he should have been teed up a long time ago. That's the 4th team foul on the Lakers. One more, and the Zizzers get to shoot free throws. Moore with the basketball. And it is stolen away. Durning up the floor to Pogue, and he scores. Pogue now has 19. Judd with the basketball gives it to Robbins, and Robbins throws it away. 23 seconds to go. Zizzers up by 7, and Clayton Robbins just threw that one away. I have no idea what he was trying to do. Boer Bay across the timeline, down to 18 seconds. Boer Bay will drive, gets it blocked, and he's going to be fouled. And Boer Bay will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. And it's going to be on Long. That'll be Long's 3rd. That's the 5th team foul. So Lakers get to shoot free throws. Only 16 seconds to go in the ball game. And Boer Bay makes the first one. And, folks, this is still very much a ball game, as it's a 6-point lead now for the Zizzers after they got it up to 9, and Boer Bay can make it, and he does. Boer Bay now has cut it to a 5-point lead. Samau knocks the ball out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball. Zizzer's got to go the length of the floor. 16 seconds to go in the ball game. Zizzer's lead by 5. Kraft with the basketball. Kraft throws it over. Robbins with it. And he'll go up. Jacob Moore. And he's just going to pass it out. Now Moore in the corner. Zizzers are going to win it 70-65. Over the Camdenton Lakers. Zizzers go to 8-7. And didn't just win their fourth in a row. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic post-game show. You're listening to Visitor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, oh, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic post-game show. And the Zizzer boys win it 70-65 over the Camdenton Lakers. For the Zizzers here tonight, Jared Kraft led the way with 22 points, 19 for Clayton Robbins, 16 for Josiah Long, 8 points for Aiden Judd, 4 points for Jacob Moore, and 1 point for Ethan Tuma. For the Lakers, they were led by 19 points from Pogue, 17 from Borbe, Dernan had 12, 9 for Samal, 3 for Rapp, and 5 for Branson. Zizzers led it 25-13 at the end of one. They led 45-28 at the half. They led 57-48 at the end of three, and they went at 70-65. Zizzers now 8-7 on the year. They've won 4 in a row now. And Camdenton falls to 7-6. Coming up in 30 seconds, it'll be Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic player of the game. You're listening to the basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our